The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Gospel that we have this morning is one of the most beautiful post-resurrection stories of Jesus. And this one is particularly unique to the Gospel of John. We couldn't find it in the other Gospels, like in Luke, Matthew, or in Mark. It's only in the Gospel of John. And the context was, the disciples were back to their usual occupation before they followed Jesus, fishing. After the death of Jesus, they were disillusioned, discouraged, and the natural response was to go back to their old way of life. And the symbolism here is powerful. It was not just a return to their previous occupations, but also a return to the kind of life before they met Jesus. It's like, okay, our hope was dashed. Let's just go back to the old ways. To go back to our old life, to our old selves, to our pre-Jesus experience is to find ourselves empty again. There's a void, hollow, just like the disciples not having a catch. And this is actually reminiscent to that first encounter of Jesus with Simon. You know, when Jesus first called them, remember, they were in the sea for quite some time and there was no catch. And then when Jesus said, "Oh, why don't you go to that side?" And Simon said, "Well, we did it already. We were out there all night and we had caught nothing." This was the pre-Jesus discipleship, that we can say. It's just very reminiscent of that one. And this is where we find Simon and the other disciples again. Their nets were empty, even though they were in the sea for a long time. It was not until they listened to Jesus cast the net over the right side of the boat that we were told that their nets were full. They could not even pull it. You know, with Christ, we find the fullness of the grace of God. And without Christ, our nets would be empty. The great catch, the plenitude of blessing, brought Peter to a deeper recognition of Jesus. It is the Lord. You know, I'm sure he remembered that first encounter with Jesus. You know, remember that again, that first encounter when he eventually was invited, "You would be fishers of men, come follow me." And it was the same exact command. Cast the net over the right side of the boat. It was like starting over again. Starting over again. He could not contain his joy. He jumped into the sea. The same guy who denied Jesus a few days ago was now willing to jump into the sea to get near Jesus. How do we react with God's abundant blessings in our lives? Do we also say, "It is the Lord"? Or should we say, "Oh, good for me. I did this by myself"? It is the Lord. Are we willing to jump from our own boat out of joy to be near once again to Jesus?